Hi, this is Jack Vaughn speaking to you today for the Talking Data podcast. I'm here today with Ed Burns. Ed has had some stories, ran sort of at the end of the year, but we wanted to take a look at them because it was too far into the new year. Ed wrote a story where you kind of found that people had different takes on AI versus analytics, and that arose by any other name may be the same, that some people were talking about the same thing or a different thing, but using the same term or different terms.
That's right, yeah. I think this is really interesting. You know, around the office, we've had a lot of conversations, you and I and others in the office, about what is AI, and talking about how a lot of vendors are kind of expanding the term, maybe we should say, beyond what we would typically think of as AI, to include things like more traditional predictive analytics and machine learning, things that have some level of sophistication but are not this, you know, huge groundbreaking technology that we think of when we think about AI. But in doing some reporting around the issue and talking to some different folks, I found that not a lot of people outside of the reporters who we work with really care all that much about the distinction. I had a conversation with Deep Varma. He's the vice president of engineering at the real estate listing website Trulia. And he was telling me all about all the different things they do, machine learning based recommendation engines, which, you know, for as far as machine learning goes, relatively simple, all the way up to much more complicated things like natural language generation. And so I asked him, you know, you're calling all this stuff AI. What does AI mean to you? And he just said, we don't differentiate between any of it. It's all just AI. You know, anything that uses some kind of machine that can learn from data is, we just call it AI, and we're not really caught up on definitions. And he also talked about how there just really aren't any really clear-cut definitions. So in his view, there's really no point in getting caught up on, you know, making sure that everything is really accurately defined when we don't have that kind of definition.
So they do a wide range of analytics techniques, as you wrote, but in that range is from machine learning based recommendation engines to the more complicated stuff. But just don't call me late for dinner is what he's saying, is that, you know, we don't have to call it AI. It's okay if you do. Another story you related had to do with a bank, a Canadian bank, a bank based in Toronto.
That's right, yeah. Last month I was out at the AI World Conference in Boston, and I saw a presentation that included a panel including Suhail Shergill. He's from Scotiabank, and he talked about how he is coming out of some more modern applications of data science, the marketing and online advertising world. And so he's doing a lot of machine learning and deep learning and things like that to his mind were really cutting edge kind of things that he would call AI.
But now he's in a bank.
But now he's in a bank where they've been doing statistical analysis for centuries, essentially. And so he said that he was surprised when he came in and they were doing k-means clustering and logistic regressions. And he was saying that, you know, this type of machine learning, we call unsupervised learning maybe in some applications, but to them it's just, you know, basic risk analysis that they've been doing as long as there's been banking, essentially. And so he kind of had this aha moment, I guess you would say, where he kind of realized, you know, we're calling a lot of really advanced technologies AI today, when in fact it's all based on fairly traditional processes that have been going on for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, a traditional process is ordering coffee. I know I need a cup to do a lot of these podcasts, but that became sort of one of the end uses for analytics that you also described in your recent story, that touches on what we're touching on here.
That's right. Forrester analyst Mike Fasemeyer at the same conference, the AI World Conference in Boston, described a new app that Starbucks is testing out and may soon roll out more broadly, where it basically learns the patterns in your ordering, and you know what time you make certain orders and where you make those orders, and it can look at your geospatial location through your phone, and if it sees it looks like you're on your way to the location where you typically order your cappuccino every day, it'll just say, hey, do you want us to get your order started for you? And he was saying that this sounds like a really cool new approach to AI, and you know, it's something that's really making people's lives better and simplifying things. You don't have to stand in line and make your order, but at the same time, it's basically just he called it really just simple pattern recognition. And so the actual analytics that underlies this platform are really nothing special, not anything that complicated or sophisticated. But it's more just the way in which it's applied that he thinks makes it a really advanced application of AI. And I thought that was kind of an interesting way to look at it. You know, we often think about AI and we want to know, well, what's the technology underneath it? And, you know, we kind of think like, well, it's really advanced technology, so it must be AI, or it's something simple, so why are we calling it AI? But to him, it's not so much about how the system works. It's more about what it does and how intelligently it does it that kind of pushes something forward and makes it a legitimate application of AI.
Right. Well, I think, some people might look at the Starbucks application and think of customer relationship management, CRM. There's a lot of different ways of looking at it. It does seem, you know, statistical analytics has been a topic of your site for a long time, and data mining too. All these things that came before what's been called machine learning and more recently deep learning. And it seems like there's people new to the game or people coming from the media into the bank and probably vice versa, that the end uses can have a lot to do in defining what the technology is or what name you call it. And of course the vendors, new or old, jump on a bandwagon here or there with a new term, and I guess you could say AI is one of those terms.
Well, that's true. And you know, to start off this podcast, I was saying, well, it's only us journalists who care about how we define AI, and I didn't mean to sound like I was poo-pooing any kind of you know, definition of AI. I do think that there is some value in that, just in terms of evaluating vendor claims, because I mean, we saw the same thing with big data, I think, where as soon as that term became popularized, then any software vendor that had anything to do with data was calling their software big data. And I think we're kind of seeing the same thing with AI to a certain degree. Anyone that does anything that's at all, you know, quote unquote, intelligent, they're calling it AI. But I feel like there is some value to defining the term just for the purposes of evaluating what the software vendors are actually doing.
Well, Ed, I appreciate you took the time to flesh out some of your recent reporting and give us a view behind what might be going on there. This is Jack Vaughn, and thanking you all for being part of our podcast today.